welcome to the call. Well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get the call started on time because I have somewhere very special to go tonight, and I have to be on time, and I'll tell you about it in just a moment. But I will open up the lines at the end, and if any of you have any thoughts or comments, give me a yell. So, good evening, everybody. July 20th, welcome to our Meaningful Monday call. And again, thank each and every one of you and your friends and whoever else you put on this tonight. But we've got a packed call, and I want to thank you all for being there. We've got some great news. As you guys know, there are new products coming in every single week with our brand new biocellular micellization process. Find out all about them. We also have a bunch of new Facebook pages that Chris Sanchez and the multimedia department put together and put online. So I hope you guys will join those Facebook pages. We have some great calls. I hear Dave Gerhardt did an amazing, outstanding call last night. Some other great calls coming up this week. So I hope you'll involve yourselves in every single one of them and have some fun out there. We also have an amazing regional meeting coming up in September in Florida. I hope everybody on this call has bought their tickets and made plans to go out there and hang out with us. And then following that up in October, we'll be having a cruise with Dave Gerhardt and all other Hall of Fame presenters presenting how to be successful in multi-level marketing and a whole bunch of other topics. And I hope you'll all join us on a wonderful three-day Caribbean cruise. We also have the world-famous Malibu Golf Classic coming up August 14th and a career expo coming up August 13th here in Los Angeles. So if you want more information on any of those, just go online and check it out. There's also a ton of new videos for biomedics. I hope you all go into the biomedics site and look them up. Well, again, today is July 20th, and as a date, this is a very, very, very special day for me because my first child, my oldest daughter, Sierra, was born 18 years ago today. So, yep, Sierra, my oldest daughter, is turned 18 today. The only reason I know that makes Dave Gerhardt feel a little bit older is David's known her for the majority of her life and has all kinds of fond memories of us being able to come down to Florida as a family and hang out with David and the other leaders down there and go jet skiing. And we went into the Amazon, or not the Amazon, sorry, went into the Everglades and went looking for crocodiles and alligators and fishing and just a million things that we've got to do everywhere in Orlando, Florida, and Southern Florida, and the West Coast of Florida, and all over the place. And my 18-year-old well-traveled daughter is, again, 18 a day. I mean, I know I'm mixing words, but I got to tell you guys, it's an emotional time. I guess I never really understood when my parents said it goes by fast, but now I'm really realizing how fast it goes. So today, I want to talk about believing in your dreams, because all I can remember is when I was 18, I had dreams. And then my dream at 17 to 18, 18 and a half, until about when I was 19, was to be a professional surfer, and I was going to set the world on fire and be the best there ever was. But you know what? My dad never stole that dream from me, and I never want to steal any dreams that my kids have, because I think as we get older, we start putting ourselves in positions where we may steal them from ourselves. So the greatest thing that can happen to you is that you believe in your dreams. And as Jamie Zerde well knows, this weekend I got to see some clips on ESPN Sports Center of what's called the ESPY Awards. That's ESPN's Sports Awards. And they had Michael Phelps up there who got some incredible awards. And Michael Phelps said that it was always his dream to break every records and do something that no American swimmer had ever done in history and that no swimmer had ever done in history. And it was all basically believing in his dreams. And for each and every one of us, again, those that we look up to and those that we award and you know, those that we hold in the highest esteem, those are people that have achieved their dreams, and we look up to them for doing that. So those of you that maybe have given up on your dreams, today's call is all about get them back, okay? Embrace them. Take them back in because you can achieve them. So my little girl, Sierra, is 18 years old today. And when I talked to her in the last few days, and we've had a lot of conversations with all of you, probably well understand. She got a full ride scholarship for water polo to Arizona State University, and for her first time ever, she's moving out of California, moving out of Malibu, California, to a whole new world out there. So I've talked to her and I said, you know, you're 18 and you're moving out in less than 30 days. You know, what's your life going to be? It's going to be college and sports, a new team, a new world. literally a whole new life, because her high school, only about 200 kids at Malibu High School. So everybody knows everybody. And she grew up in a little tiny town in Malibu, where I think they say we have 16,000 people, but it sure doesn't feel much more like 1,600 people. And I guarantee you that we probably know 75% of those people. So we're talking about it. I mean, a whole new life, a whole new world at 18 years old. Choices, choices, and more choices. That's what life's about, right? Even for each and every one of you at this age, life is about choices, choices, and more choices. So I've said to her over and over again, especially over the last few months, Sierra, I want you to believe in your dreams. And most importantly, even when you go away, I want you to dare to be yourself. Because all of us know that the hardest challenge that she's going to come up against is that peer pressure. It's people that want her to do things that maybe she hasn't done before. She chose not to do before. But that peer pressure becomes different. And for a lot of us, as we grow older, we have these dreams, but you know what? That peer pressure takes it away from us. People say, oh, you can't do it, and I've never been able to do it, and I don't know anybody who's ever been able to do it, and I'm not happy, and I'm not successful. Why should you be happy and successful? And you know what? This is just the way it is. It's just about us. This is what we have to do to get by. But see, that's not true. I don't want her to give up on her dreams, and I don't want you to give up on your dreams. It's about choices. It's about believing in your dreams, and again, most important, dare to be yourself. You don't have to do it like anybody else or everybody else. You have to do it your own way. You have to be yourself. Well, let me cut for a second, because I woke up this morning and I have a vivid memory of the dream that I had last night. Maybe it's the CalMag. CalMag does that to me. I definitely can tell if I miss a night or two on CalMag, because I come back and I have these really vivid dreams. And when I got up, I sat there and I thought for a moment. And it was interesting because my dream was about something really, really exciting. And I thought for a second about today's call and about this whole thing. And I said, you know what's weird? Dreams never involve complaining. None of us have ever had a dream where somebody's just complaining their whole way through a dream. Yet I'll tell you what, I've had more conversations than I can count where people have literally raped my ear for an hour complaining about life or complaining about their position in life or complaining about their work or complaining about whatever it was. And these are things that could easily be changed, but they were just so much happier complaining. Dreams never involve complaining. So lately, Sierra and I have had these long, and I mean long, discussions of her evolution and what she hopes life holds. Because that's what I want to know with my daughter going away. What do you really want out of life? What are you hoping to achieve? What are you hoping to gain? What do you think it's going to be like? What sort of surprises do you think you're in for? What sort of changes do you think you're in for? Again, I grew up, and I'll tell you, when I first moved down at 17 and a half, I thought that toilet paper and toothpaste grew in cabinets. I thought that laundry folded itself and put itself away. I'd never done any of that until I moved out on my own at 17 and a half. In every discussion that we've had after these long, long discussions, they seem to end with, you know what, believe in your dreams, Sierra. Always dare to be yourself. How were your dreams growing up? For those of you on this call, have you thought about that lately? Because I did, and I discussed them with my daughter. How were your dreams growing up? What sort of things did you think you'd be doing at 20, or 30, or 40, or 50 years old? Are you doing exactly what your dreams were growing up? Because you can be. See, have you achieved them? Are you still dreaming? I talk to people nowadays that are 40 years old that have stopped dreaming. 50 years old that say, hey, you know what, it's over. I'm just hoping to get to retirement. Ridiculous time to stop dreaming. 50 is the new 30, or 20, or 15, I don't know. What is your next evolution in life? Where are you going to move on to, just like her going away to college? This weekend, too, I discussed with her. I said, Sierra, you know what? When I leave you at college, when I drop you off, and that's going to be one of the hardest days of my life, August 17th, when I drop you off in Arizona, I want you to expect certain things. I want you to expect things to go wrong. They always do. But when they go wrong, I want you to see them as part of the adventure. how many of you don't expect things to go wrong? You say, you know what? I'm going to join Biomedics, and I'm going to be a Platinum Executive Director 2 years from now, and that's just the way it's going to go. But you think nothing's going to go wrong. It's going to go wrong in life, in everything. The phone company, who you guys heard me complaining about a few weeks ago, for some reason on Friday decided to shut off my DSL on my phone. They told me I've had that same phone, every bill paid on time since 1980. They don't know why everything got shut off. But they made me call the financial department and go through all kinds of things where they wouldn't turn my home phone back on. Unbelievable, right? Expect things to go wrong. They're just part of life's adventure. I told her, I said, you know what, Sierra, when I drop you off, expect friends to be less than perfect, even though this is who you think is going to be your best friend in college. Expect boyfriends to let you down sometimes. Expect things not to go according to plan. Expect people to be rude at times. Expect roommates, and I know this firsthand, not to wash dishes or pick up clothes or even clean up sometimes. See, Sierra, you know what? You're no longer at home. Expect things to go wrong. And Sierra, I know that you have this great outlook, but it's not about the glass being just half empty or half full anymore. Note that when you're in college, the glass, if we want to call it, may be chipped or dirty, but it's all part of that college experience. See, Sierra, you can't and you won't change the inevitable facts. But don't get upset. Don't live the drama as you go through college. Take it all in as a welcome surprise. You know, Sierra, I loved how hard you worked in high school sports and how high your dreams and expectations were as you went through high school. But college athletes, I've got to be honest with you, Sierra, you're going to see a whole new level. And I want you to expect them to start out better than you. But I want you to build new dreams and goals and expectations. And know that they will push you to find all that you have in yourself. The same thing is getting started with Biomedics. It'll push you to find all that you have in yourself if you want to be successful. But remember this, Sierra. When you can't outplay them, just simply outwork them. You know, that's the thing with Biomedics, too. When you can't outplay them, when people say, wow, you know, have you ever heard David's response? He's so good. He's so smooth. Or Frankie or Teresa's response. They're incredible. They just know everything. Okay, maybe you can't outplay them, but you can outwork them. Talk to more people than David ever has. Talk to more people than Frankie or Teresa ever have. And you may exceed everything that they've ever accomplished. Then again, I know how competitive those three are, and it might not happen, too. But again, the best at anything. Think about that for a second, okay? Platinum executive directors, hopefully my daughter at water polo during her career. Those who make it to the top don't just work harder than everybody else. They work much, 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 much harder than everybody else. And I told her, I said, Sierra, when you're there, you got to give more. You got to complain less. See, even college or Biomedics, it's the vehicle to the dreams, right? I can't do Sierra's college work. I've given each and every one of you a vehicle with Biomedics, but I can't do your Biomedics work. But colleges are the vehicles to the dreams, and Biomedics are the vehicles to the dreams. See, dreams have to include this one simple thing, a belief that you can do it, and your power to do it, and the fact that you're willing to take and make the commitment and take the necessary actions to do it, whatever your dream is, whatever that belief is in yourself. See, no feeling is greater than when you have realized or achieved a dream, right? All of us have had a dream like that. I know people have said to me, you know what, I always wanted to go to Hawaii, or I always wanted to buy a brand new car with cash, just like David just did. Or even for me, I remember one of my dreams was to have a child when I did. And there was no feeling greater than when we actually had that child, or when I actually achieved that dream at 17 and a half of going to Hawaii all by myself, or when I was first able to buy a new car with cash. See, I said, Sierra, in college, I want you to believe in the power of your dreams and your hopes and desires. And I want you to understand that you deserve to have everything and anything that you want. I said, Sierra, I want you to remember this too. Your beliefs become become the necessary foundation to support you in moving forward in your new life. Since our attitudes and beliefs determine the choices and decisions we make, your beliefs will either empower you or impede you. For those of you that say, hey, this is what I want to do, but then you allow your beliefs to impede you. Oh, I've never done it before. I don't know if I can do it. This is an issue. That's an issue. That's when you lose that belief. That's when you lose that dream. So I told my daughter, I said, and always, always focus on your thoughts. See, understand, I believe for all of us, your beliefs are never neutral. You can't just say, oh, maybe I'll do it. There's no such thing as maybe I'll do it or someday. Someday and maybe, I think, are the same time. See, your beliefs are never neutral. To me, they either move you forward or hold you back. If you say, I can do it, I know I can do it, I'm going to do it, there's no way around it, it's just done, okay, that puts you forward. But if you say, oh, gee whiz, I'm not sure, and I don't know, and I'm going to do it later, and I'm going to think about it, that holds you back. See, if you dream of the life of ease, but you don't believe it's possible, then watch how quickly you'll prove yourself right, because you didn't believe it was possible. But if you take that same dream to have a life of ease and act as though you believe in it, every day you say, you know what, I can be a Flatiron executive director, you'll take different actions. If we don't believe in our dreams, we either abandon, or this is a great word, we sabotage our dreams. But if we do believe in our dreams, we'll at least begin the process of seeing where the dream will take us. See, Sierra, college is a new world with good and bad guys. And let me define for you three bad guys that you will allow. Whenever they're given the opportunity, you will allow these three bad guys to steal your beliefs. One is something that I consider very, very evil, and that is what's called the thoughts of inadequacy. You know those thoughts that some of us go through at different times and say, well, I'm not blank enough. Whatever that blank is, I'm not blank enough. That's the thoughts of inadequacy. Like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough, or I'm not thin enough, or I'm not rich enough, or I'm not young enough, fast enough, or even strong enough. Those are the thoughts of inadequacy, and those things are evil. They will steal your dreams. Here's what I say. If that's what you think, write it down on a piece of paper, cross it off, burn up that piece of paper, throw it away, and just move past it. Because literally, your world has no evil limits. It's your thoughts that are doing that. And if you change that to, I know I'm good enough, I know I'm smart enough, I know I'm rich enough, I know I'm young enough, fast enough, strong enough, committed enough, determined enough, I know that you can do it. The second evil, the second bad boy that I don't want her to run into is the belief that there's scarcity of anything. This too, right, is where somebody says scarcity, there's just not enough to go around. Right? There's not enough money to go around it. There's not enough time to go around it. There's not enough resources to go around. There's not enough energy to go around, or love to go around, or support to go around. See, my belief is that good things grow. Right? There's no such thing as scarcity for great things. There's no such scarcity as time, or money, or resources, or energy, or love, or support. Remember how when your kids just say you love her more, you love this one more, you never understood how if you do have two kids, you could believe that you had enough love for both of them? And then as you get older, you realize I have enough love not only for all the kids that I have, but for my sister, and my family, and my friends, and, you know, all of those types of things. Good things, understand this, there's no scarcity. Good things have endless resources. There is no truth to the fact that we can only have 100 millionaires in the United States. There's no scarcity of money. There's no scarcity of billionaires in the United States. And there's no scarcity of opportunities to achieve any dream that you want to have. People that have done it millions of different ways. So don't ever believe in the word scarcity. The third evil boy, if there could be one, is something that I'd like to call trust. Because here's the deal, in love and good and hard work and dreams and beliefs, so many people don't have that trust in themselves. And that trust in yourself is the most important thing you can have. When you make a commitment to yourself, you upholding that commitment, most important thing you can do. See, I've had a lot of people over the years, because I've been very, very fortunate and been successful at a lot of things. So many people will say to me, you know what? I'll believe it when I see it. And I like saying, well, for you to succeed, what if you won't see it until you believe it? Trust in your belief in yourself. Right? What if people said, I can't believe in God until I see it, or I can't believe in the wind until I see it? We don't see the wind. We don't see God. There's so many things that we don't see. You've got to believe in it, and then you do start to see it. See, in college, believe, understand, and trust. And I think it is the same for biomedics. See, I want you to remember that high school is 3 years long. How many of us have put 3 hard years into biomedics? High school was 3 hard years, right? And then when you got done, you realized how easy it was, but you had to get through it, you had to finish it. And I keep reminding her that high school was 3 hard years. College is 4 hard years. Maybe to get to platinum executive director, it's 4 hard years. And I try and tell her on and on, over and over, be patient with your beliefs and goals. Trust and believe that good things are happening. We all know when good things are happening. If you're building a business and it's building, but it's not going as fast as you want, then you just have to work harder at it. If it's not working at all, then you're not working hard at it. You're not believing in what you're doing. But if you trust and believe that good things are happening, they do start to happen. See, college, more than it's about learning from books, to me it's about learning and developing a belief in yourself. So you'll never get graded on that lesson, that belief in yourself, but it's the most important lesson that I believe you'll learn in 4 years of college. See, self-trust comes from practice. Just like anything else in life, guys, it all comes from practice. Trust yourself to do new things. Each time you do new things, then you're willing to take bigger and better risks. Be open-minded and willing to all that life has to offer. Remember, too, and this is what I've said to Sierra a million times, now everything is a choice. There is no mom and dad anymore, right? Where we would stop some of her choices. No, Dad, you know, we're going to go out and see a movie at midnight. No, you're not. You're going to stay home because your curfew is midnight. But now everything she does is her choice. Everything that you do in regards to your own success, your own happiness, building a biomedics business, whatever it is, it's your own choice. To get the most out of life, to get the most out of anything, you have to make the best choices. So please don't limit yourself to your parents' beliefs. And again, I have so many people tell me, my dad told me this, or my mom told me this, or whatever it is. And I even have to tell Sierra, I've done my best. I've given you all of my best material. I've given you everything that I have to this point in my life. But I don't want you to limit yourself to my beliefs, Sierra. Life is changing too fast. I want you to educate yourself to make your best choices. And I really want you to even come back and teach me. For those of you on this call that have kids, you know what I'm talking about. My daughter picks up a brand new cell phone and can already teach me more things how to do it with a brand new cell phone than I know. They know more about how to upload, download, sideload, put things on computers than I'll ever know. I want her to come back and teach me. Because here it's time, it's that time, for you to start giving back to the family. We took care of you your first 18 years. Now it's time for you to go out in this world and make a difference, make a mark, and come back and teach us, teach the family. But Sierra, I also want you to be aware that every moment of your choices, choose what you believe every moment of every day, and choose positive beliefs. See, having the courage to choose a belief that will empower you and to act on that new belief, then you're claiming a powerful new level of ease and confidence. And I said to her, Sierra, you know, in work, in sports, in dreams, the other thing I wish for you is always to get past fear. Never let fear prevent success. See, everyone I've ever asked that admits that they have not achieved their dream And I ask people this all the time. What do you dream? Have you achieved it? People come back to you with these excuses like, well, I don't have the money. That's why I couldn't do it. And I said, oh, okay. Well, how much money do you need? They said, well, I don't know. Or, you know what, I want to achieve this dream, but I don't have the time. And I said, okay, well, how much time do you need? And they said, well, I don't know. And see, right off the bat, that tips their hat. That opens their cards. I know what they've got. All they have is fear. And fear of success should not stop you, but it should motivate you. See, what do you want more than your dream or your fear? Because you can't have both. Right? You either have to say, okay, I'm committed to that dream, or I'm going to let fear take over. You have to be specific about what you fear to yourself. Right? All of us have different reasons. Maybe some fear success, or some don't really want that. Maybe that's your fear. But you have to educate yourself to destroy fear. How many of us say, oh, I don't want to go because I don't know what's going to happen, I don't know what it's going to be like, I don't know this, I don't know that, whatever it is. But you know what's weird is once you educate yourself a little bit. I remember teaching diving years ago, and people would be scared to put their head underwater or go underwater or put that on. And you know what? I'd say to them, why don't you ask every question you have, and let's get past the fear so you can enjoy the moment. The first time that you go underwater and you're breathing through a regulator, through an air tank, and you know, you're enjoying the look of the fish and the dolphins and the animals and everything, the sea anemone and the urchins and everything that's under there. But you know, you got to get past that fear. Educate yourself. Find out everything you want to know about being successful in biomedics. Because if you educate yourself, you'll destroy fear. And be realistic about the consequences. All too often people go, I don't want to do it. What if it doesn't work out? Is that the consequences? It's not going to work out. So what? A lot of things in life don't work out, especially if we only try them once. Be realistic about the consequences. If nobody's going to die or be injured or maimed for life, those consequences really aren't that bad. Be committed more to your dream than you are to your fears. Years ago, it's funny, I remember I dated a girl who worked in a coffee shop, and on the counter sat a jar. That jar, you know, had a label on it, just taped on piece of paper, it said TIP jar, T-I-P, right? And then the next line under that was tip of the day. And it said, if you fear change, then put it in here. And I always remember that because I thought it was hilarious, because I know so many people that were held back from doing great things because they feared change. And not literally the change she was talking about, the coins, but they feared change, anything being different in their life. But I'll tell you, it always made me laugh when I think about that jar. So I said, Sierra, you know, while you're in college and then on in life, the one thing I want to leave you with when I drop you off is to believe that anything is possible. And I want you to be open to new friends. And I want you to remember that Grandpa used to always say to us, if you're all wrapped up in yourself, you're overdressed. Remember, the more you share your goals, the more people will appear to help. I think that's one of the lessons that I've most learned in life, is that when I've been open to people, saying to people, here's my goal and here's what's going on, you'll find the right people will be the ones that say, hey, I know somebody who can help you, or I can help you, or I know ways to help you. Or what do you need? You only need 5 more distributors to win a free cruise? Let me help you do that, because I think it'll be great for you to go on that cruise. The more people, not that I share with 1 or 5 or 10, the more people you share your goals with, the larger the number of people that will appear to help you out. It's rich to discover and utilize help, Sierra. College and life are filled with abundance. I want you to know that. And I want you to surround yourself with dream circles. Dream circles to me are people that will help us achieve our goals, not the people that want to sit there and knock us down because they've never achieved that. People who support your dreams and your beliefs. I said, Sierra, you know what? Remember the plaque on the wall at our house? It says, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. I said, Sierra, you have one of the most incredible hearts of any individual I've ever known. I know you'll do great things. And above all, Sierra, I want you to learn and I want you to believe. and I want you to trust yourself. Sierra, I love you. Here's to college and to life. Have a blast in life while you learn from your experiences. Enjoy it all, Sierra, and believe in your dreams. I want to thank you guys for listening to my Monday call, and I hope you not only got something out of it for the great conversations Sierra and I had, but for what you can achieve with biomedics in the days and weeks and years to come. Next week, we're going to talk about Share Your Gift. That's going to be the title of our call. Again, we have a ton of amazing things going on with new products coming in every week, and just so many great things going on, and I hope you guys will stay in the loop and stay on the biomedics website and learn everything and anything that's going on, because I got to tell you, I've never had more fun in all the years this company's been around than we're having right now with all the stuff that we have going on. I'm really, really excited for upcoming events, the events in Florida, the events they're doing in Kansas City, the events that Lisa the Leader Hale's putting on, and Dave Gerhardt and Frankie and Teresa Pulley, and the upcoming golf tournaments and career expos, and on and on and on and on. It's just, there's a ton going on. So if you're sitting around with nothing to do, or as my little daughter says all the time, I'm bored, well, all you gotta do is get online and you'll find a million things to do. I'm excited because I'm going out to dinner in just a little while for my daughter's 18th birthday with family and friends, and God, I just couldn't be more excited. But I'd love to open up the lines, and if any of you have any thoughts or comments, you leaders out there, and you want to be the first to make any comments about today's call, I'd love to hear them. So hold on one sec. Anybody want to be the first out there to share their thoughts or comments with us?
Yeah.
Hey, David.
Hey. This might be my favorite call of all time of yours. First of all, I don't know if you heard last night's call, but we were on the same track. I mean, what we talked about last night was motivation, education, and bottom line, results. And we talked about motivation, all the goals and reasons that you talked about today. And secondly was education, which gets rid of fear, which puts off the procrastination that we usually use because the phone's heavy and we're afraid of everything that we don't understand. And then, of course, results, the bottom line, and it was everything that you just put in that letter to your daughter. I'm telling you, we're right on track with this thing. If we could just get a couple more people each week to recognize that in a matter of a few months, we'd have a massive army and nothing would ever stop us. And for some reason, people stand staring into the abyss, fearing that, when we've got flashlights down there, show them everything that's in there. And it's too bad that more people didn't get to hear this call today. There should have been 500 people on this call. What a shame. This is the best one I've ever heard. If you recorded this, Ted, this would be worth putting up on one of the sites of the biomedics so we can hear it again. This is great. Thank you.
And well, thank you, David. I appreciate that. Yeah, my dad used to say, as you and I talk about a lot, you know, these people that really want to be successful, that really want something more out of life, it's really, there's a million different ways to say it, but it really comes down to the same thing. Put one foot in front of the other and keep taking the step, right? So no matter how we say it, it's really just, you know, keep moving forward. Put one foot in front of the other and keep going forward. So thanks, David. I really appreciate it. I know you've known her since she was, you know, a little tiny kid and come out here and, you know, played with her in the beaches of California and on all our cruises and all our conventions and all our trips. And it's really strange for me to having my first child move out of the house. It's going to be pretty bizarre.
Well, happy birthday to her. And you're right, Ted. It did make me feel a little old when you said she's 18 going out on her own, going to college, because I do remember having the two of them on the jet ski that day. And they kept pushing me to go faster and ride harder, but I was amazed that, I don't know, that must have been 11 or 12 years ago, to know that she's all grown up now, and that's got to be spooky for everybody. But thanks for sharing this today. It was a great call.
Thanks, David. Anybody else have any thoughts or comments they want to share?
Hi, Ted. It's Donna from New York. How are you?
Phenomenal. How are you doing, Donna?
I want to say, first and foremost, I'm a new distributor, but I want to thank you so much for all your work and your hard work and giving us all what we need to succeed. It's very interesting because myself, I have a daughter who is the same age as your daughter, and she's graduated from high school, and she's attending college. And it's very interesting also that one of the first times she was able to listen to the call, so I think it was very poignant. And I want to thank you for that.
What's her name?
Christina.
Oh, hey, Christina. And where's she going to go to school?
Christina will be in school in New York. She actually teaches dance to autistic children. She has a special gift. So she's working with the special needs, yeah. But it was very ironic. This is the first phone call she was able to listen to. And I thank you very much for your words. They really touched me.
Well, it's my pleasure, and tell her we have something in common because for years I've been involved with an organization that teaches surfing to autistic children.
Ah, how wonderful.
Yeah, I love it. It is really wonderful.
How wonderful. Thank you again.
And I wish her all the best. Tell her there isn't anything she can't achieve or accomplish or do, and, you know, it's a whole new chapter in her life, too. It's a huge step for them.
Yes, it is. So,
well,
thank you
for being on the call. Thanks for listening and inviting somebody else on. Anybody else have any thoughts or comments they want to share? I know you guys are just being polite. You're going to let me get out of here on time so I can make the dinner. So I want to say thank you to everybody, and I hope you guys will tell everybody that wasn't on the call to get on next week's call for whatever reason they missed. I know we're going to have another amazing call. And again, thank you for taking your time, and make sure you invite your friends and family and anybody else you can think of onto our calls. And I wish you guys all tremendous success, and we'll see you next Monday again. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Tim. That was wonderful.
Thanks, Tim.